Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing? I'm
doing real good. I cannot believe we're at the end of September, though. It's the summer is now going to be officially over here. It already is officially over.
Yeah, it is already. Yesterday.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like it. It seems like things are moving too quickly.
I know. I can't believe it's gone already.
Yeah, going into October. I guess that's not too bad of a thing, though, because in this neck of the woods, normally October is the nicest or one of the nicest months weather-wise, just usually sunny and around 80 degrees. You can't beat that.
Yeah, extremely pleasant. The Pirates are in a race for the playoffs. Everything's good.
Yeah, for sure. All righty. Well, on the cover in your business section in today's Las Cruces Sun News, very important information for folks. This is still a challenge for our area and for the country, and that is the labor market. Last week, New Mexico State University had a career fair. And coming up this week, there is a job fair I see here at Las Cruces City Hall.
Yeah, on Friday. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Las Cruces City Hall, which is 700 North Main Street, in case people want to know. There will be a job fair. There will be 25 or more employers on hand from a variety of different segments. You know, there will be government there. Las Cruces Public Schools will be there. Some other companies, some of the call centers will be there. And also, they might even have some. They were trying to get some oil work or companies from Hobbs area and that sort of stuff there. So that should be very interesting. It's nice to have a cross-section of different kind of businesses. And I spoke with Imperium Marketing, which has a customer service center here in town, and they're looking to expand and hire more workers, and they're going to be on hand there. So they're definitely actively looking. So it's a good chance to dust off the resume, shine your shoes, and get over there and talk to some people.
Absolutely. Well, good information, and you can read more about that in today's Las Cruces Sun News. You'll also see the weekly profile in the business section, and I see this week it's not just a profile, it's also bringing us some news about a very important organization in the area, the Las Cruces Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And you say that you found out through the profile they're increasing advocacy.
Yeah, they really are. They're getting out and being more proactive. I spoke with Kirk Clifton. He's the president of the Las Cruces Hispanic Chamber, that's a new name, too. Earlier this year, they changed their name, as you might remember. They, for years, were the Hispano Chamber of Commerce de Las Cruces. So it's hard to call them this new name sometimes. I still want to call them the old name. But, they're doing some new things. They rebranded themselves, and they're getting out and being very proactive. Like when the minimum wage thing started to come up again, they were very vocal in being against that, saying that's anti-business, that will hurt businesses. And they also...
And that's surfacing again, by the way. I mean, this is
going
to come up again with the legislative session.
Yeah, it's something that's going to keep coming back. It's not... the Hispanic Chamber is going to, I'm sure, speak out against it again and talk to people because they believe, that it's not good for business. So that's what they're going to do. What they think is good for business or bad for business is going to decide what they support and what they oppose. One interesting thing is the Oregon Mountains Monument effort. Originally, the organization came out in support of the bigger effort that's, several hundred thousand acres or more, whatever it is, and they were behind that. But that's changed. They got change in leadership on the board. Kurt came in January, and they believe that a smaller approach. Steve Pierce has a proposal that I think has about 47,000 to 52,000 acres, and it's called the Oregon Mountains National Monument. So that's a smaller section of land that they want to protect. And Kurt said that he believes that's more reasonable. That's what the chamber believes. They think the other one is that it's called the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks National Monument is more of a land grab, and they don't like tying up so much land because that could be anti-business too down the road. You never know. So whether you agree with that or not, that's what they're doing. They're getting out and advocating, and they're doing a lot for education too. They've always done a lot. They have a middle school recognition program that they do several times throughout the school year. And they recognize eighth graders, and they get them out and have an event for them and have a guest speaker. And it doesn't have to be straight-A students either. It's anyone who the teachers think is working hard and showing improvement and that sort of stuff. So a lot of things going on. They have a golf tournament coming up soon, and that'll help raise money for a scholarship program they've just started this year. So a lot of things going on for the Hispanic Chamber.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to reading about that in today's Sun News. Also, some folks may be happy to hear this. And you recently did a story on the fact that Las Cruces and the surrounding area is getting a lot of new restaurants, and in particular, a lot of new chains. And in the last week or so here, you've made news that two pretty well-known and growing chains are coming to Las Cruces. I've been to both of these places, Famous Dave's Barbecue, and I see here Five Guys Burgers and Fries, which has a location on Sunland Park in El Paso.
Yeah, I've never been to one of those, but they announced it earlier this year that Five Guys wanted to come, and it's under construction now on Mall Drive right near Buffalo Wild Wings. And they're putting it up. We do not have an opening date set just yet that's been announced, but it should be coming sooner rather than later. And I imagine weather has something to do with that, as it often does. But that's a place, I believe they started in the D.C. area, and it was four brothers, and then a fifth one came along, and that's their story. They started up and got a following, and then started to franchise, and now there's more than 1,000 locations nationwide.
Yeah. So it's accuracy in the name. It really means
exactly,
something.
Five Guys. As for Famous Dave's, I talked to one of their PR people this week, and they said they're looking at Las Cruces and also Albuquerque and El Paso. They do not have any here in Las Cruces. They do have a couple in El Paso, and I've been to them, and I like them a lot. And but no hard facts just yet. I kind of got the feeling that it's a ways away, and they were supposed to talk to me some more last week, and it didn't happen. So I got a feeling that might still be a ways away yet, but they definitely have their eyes on Las Cruces, so we'll try to keep you informed on that. And there's one more thing. There's a company called Temp Labor Company. They're out of Georgia, but they're working in New Mexico and Texas now, and they bring agriculture workers from Mexico and hire them out to farmers on this side of the border.
Oh, very interesting. We'll look at that, too. And in the Babbling Brook this week, in our final minute here, you have a column on the question that a lot of people are asking, will robots take over our jobs someday? This is actually, of course, already happened in the manufacturing industry, in a lot of jobs have been reduced due to automation and robots. And now experts are saying this is going to expand into other fields, right?
Yeah, definitely. There was a University of Oxford study that said that about 45% of jobs currently done by humans will be computerized, in the next 20 years. So that's almost, one out of two. That's their study. And also, some people point out, some other futurists and stuff, that by the end of the century, 70% of today's occupations will be replaced by automation. That's a lot. Some people pointed out that that's just like the Industrial Revolution, and we survived that. But it might be apples and oranges either. So we sort of get into that topic a little bit.
And very good information. We'll read more about that. It's a little scary, too, in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.